What I'd like to do now is to offer a few instructions about eating practice. As we're going through our day, as Pam has said, you know, everything becomes practice. And the practice of being mindful while eating is a particularly engaging one in many ways, because you know, often when we're sitting in sitting meditation, often our eyes are closed and you know, we're not smelling too much often or tasting anything. And so basically we have our sense door of our body, our touch sense, and our sense door of our sound that's active, and of course our mind. In the Buddhist psychology, there's understood to be six sense doors, the five usual ones that we talk about: seeing, smelling, hearing, tasting, and touching. And then the sixth sense door in Buddhist psychology is a sense door of the mind, that we receive thoughts, we receive emotions through this sense door of the mind. And we'll talk more about this as we go on. So in sitting meditation, typically we're engaged with our sense base, the touch sense, and our hearing door, and our mind. In eating meditation, all six senses are engaged. Now, there's the smell of the food, there's the taste of the food, there's the sound of the food as we're chewing and swallowing, there's the touching senses of the food and the touching of the fork, the utensils that we're using, seeing, smelling, hearing, tasting, touching. Did I hit them all? And then our mind, what our mind's relationship is to what we're eating. You know, do we like it? Do we not like it? Do we want more of this, less of this? Are we interested in our food, or bored, or judging how other people are around their food? There's so much that happens in our minds. So I'd just like to talk a little bit about working with all of this in our meal times. And so, you know, actually it's kind of fun or interesting to see for you, when does lunch begin? It may begin at about 10:30 in the morning when you smell the first whiffs coming out of the kitchen. It's like, oh, what are they having for lunch? You know, the idea, the thought about lunch begins. And then it may kind of filter in and out through the day, through the morning. Lunchtime, oh, what's going to be for lunch? We may have images of the food or images of standing in line. So in a way, that's when the process of lunch begins for you, is it those first thoughts around lunch. And it's really coming into play at the ending of this sitting. You may notice the mind, particularly during this sitting, being very interested in thinking about food. For me, at this sitting, there was quite a bit of hunger coming, so I was noticing the sensations of hunger. And, you know, the whole process of going, taking yourself down the stairs to get to the dining hall, that's a part of the process of being attentive and aware. So we'll encourage you to maintain a kind of a light touch of continuity of mindfulness as you get up from the sitting and head down the stairs to stand in line. Pretty much everything that we do here, we can bring meditation to, bring awareness to. So standing in line, noticing the standing, noticing impatience or happiness or interest, what's going to be for lunch, whatever's happening in your minds, noticing how your mind starts going out to look at things. One of my teachers, Joseph Goldstein, suggested one tool for going into the dining hall, because he noticed in his own practice that often when he walked into the dining room, his mindfulness went right out through his eyes. He started seeing what was there and thinking about it and seeing the other people take their food and judging them about it. And so what he began to do is to just recognize, as he walks into the dining hall, he said, I started noticing seeing. And using, you can use a little kind of light mental note. You know, seeing is happening right now. And that may help to keep you from following what you're seeing out into thinking about what you're seeing. So that's a good place to begin. So as you walk into the dining hall, notice seeing is happening. And noticing where your mind tends to get pulled. Does it tend to get pulled towards things that you are interested in and like? Or does it tend to get pulled towards things that you're judging? Oh, walking in and seeing tofu. Oh, I hate tofu. And what is your mind pulled to? Or walking in and seeing, whatever is there. Is it delightful? And the mind, some minds tend to get pulled towards pleasant. Sometimes some minds tend to get pulled towards unpleasant. What we consider pleasant and unpleasant. And so just noticing, what is your mind drawn to? Very often it seems we do get drawn to being interested in what other people are doing, how much food other people are taking, what kinds of food they take, how they arrange it on their plates. It's amazing what we can get interested in. So just noticing, what does your mind get interested in? And seeing if you can stay present for that, as opposed to getting lost in thinking about, oh, that person's taking that kind of food. They must be this kind of person or whatever. You know, just noticing again what your mind does with it. And having your plate of food, you know, noticing, taking it to your place. And I really like to encourage you for the first 3 bites or so to really engage with the process of noticing the whole eating process. You don't have to eat like this for the entire time, for the entire meal. If it interests you, you're welcome to explore this for the entire meal. But for the first few bites, first, you know, look at your plate and notice where the attention is drawn. What is the first food that you want to pick up? So notice that. Do you tend to go for the part you like first, the part you don't like first? Is it random? You know, what is it? What is your first inclination? There'll be some idea in your mind about what you want to eat before you even pick up your utensil, probably. And so in picking up your utensil and taking your first bite of food, noticing the movement there, noticing that you're engaged with an activity of body, the moving that we worked with in the walking meditation, noticing that there's a particular speed of movement that allows us to connect with mindfulness. So noticing what's the speed of movement in picking up your fork and putting the food into your mouth that allows you to be present, aware for the activity of eating. And then, of course, noticing as you put the food into your mouth, the taste, the texture, the temperature, all these various things that come into being as we put the food into our mouths. And then the sound of chewing and swallowing. There's so much to notice. So exploring the first, say, 3 bites of your meal in that way, and it's likely that that will slow down your eating for the first few bites. And then after that, you know, if that interests you, you could continue in that way or begin eating at a more normal pace. But again, seeing if you can stay connected with this whole process of eating. And then the process of finishing, deciding whether or not to get seconds, you know, noticing the thoughts in your mind about that. So-and-so took seconds, it's okay for me to get seconds, or so-and-so didn't take seconds, maybe I shouldn't get seconds. Again, just noticing all that the activity in your mind around the process of eating. And then being as mindful as you can while standing up and standing in line to wash your dishes and washing your dishes. The practice of mindfulness while eating is actually, along with the practice of being mindful in your yogi jobs, being mindful while doing dishwashing or pot washing or veggie chopping and in your sangha service, doing vacuuming or mopping, whatever we're doing during the day, the practices of exploring being mindful at those times will be some of the key doorways through which this practice will go home with you. Because the more we cultivate mindfulness in everyday activities, the more familiar we get with how to be mindful in everyday activities. So we'll be heading down to lunch here in just a few moments, and just an encouragement to use that as practice as well. So thank you.